This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, November 16th. Please excuse any background noise. I'm at Fort Lauderdale Airport. I'm flying west today. The main thing I want you to know is the market's gapping up this morning because Europe gapped up, and so we naturally follow. But there was also a positive results for Moderna, their vaccine. It's very similar to Pfizer. Their vaccine was 94.5% effective. So, looks like we're going to have at least two vaccines to fight COVID. So that's very exciting to a lot of people, and a lot of people think the economy is going to get back to normal sooner than later. Obviously, we got shutdowns in states and cities and the whole world right now, so the vaccine cannot come soon enough. Operation Warp Speed pre-made a lot of these vaccines. President Trump already pre-announced that they're going to be distributing the Pfizer vaccine, and hopefully they'll be to announce when they can distribute the Moderna vaccine as well. So, and hopefully we'll have a third or fourth vaccine, because there's lots of clinical trials, and we'll see how fast we get all this done. So that's why the market's rallying, but it's also rallying due to the seasonality. This is the time of year where markets are strong, and it's the holidays. People are happy during the holidays. When we're happy, investors are happy. A lot of the uncertainty is gone. The main uncertainty we have is just what's going to happen with the Georgia Senate runoff. If one Republican wins, then they'll maintain a majority in the Senate, and they'll be able to block many tax increases if Joe Biden's president. So that's really it. Otherwise, it's just time to celebrate the holidays and move on. We had Treasury auctions last week. Yields settled back down just a tad, although they're still elevated. The 10-year Treasury is under 0.9 right now. It would be nice if we could get a bit lower. But the Fed's fully in control of the yield curve. I watch these Treasury auctions. The bid-to-cover ratio is not ideal. So the Fed is definitely intervening and keeping rates low and determining how much slope there is on the yield curve. We do have a big earnings report coming out on Wednesday. That's NVIDIA. We've had NVIDIA for a long, long time, and we do hope that it will have another blowout quarter. It's benefiting from gaming. Obviously, a lot of people are at home doing the game thing. And then also, of course, they make the artificial intelligence chips that are becoming increasingly popular in the vehicles we drive. So that's it. So otherwise, it's just a mini melt-up, and I think you're also seeing that style shift we saw last week continue just a bit. So don't worry if some of the high-flying stocks get hit briefly with profit-taking. They're good buys on dips. A good example would be Zoom. I do think Zoom's going to be around a long, long time, even post-COVID, because they've taught everybody how to work remotely and be more productive. So any of our stocks that dip, please, especially the A-rated ones, they're great buys. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just wanted to update you. And hang in there, folks. Enjoy the ride. We're going to be melting up for probably till now, the end of the year. Take care.